Good afternoon. Dr. Schneider dictated a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Michael O'Brien, O-B-R-I-A-N-T. This goes to Dr. Girard. On 12/13/22, Mr. O'Brien performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 6/14/22. There's been no change period. The paragraph impression moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Grace Pia, PIA. This goes to Jason Honecker, comma, PA on 12/13/22. Mrs. Pia performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a mild to moderate degree of airways obstruction, more pronounced at lower lung volumes, period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 6/7/22. There's been no significant change, period, paragraph impression, mild to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on James Falk, F-A-U-L-K. This goes to Dr. Benjamin Blank. On 12/13/22, Mr. Falk performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a moderate impairment in flow rate, period. The air velocity index was greater than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was no significant change, period. New paragraph. Compared to a prior study dated 5/26/22, there's been no significant change, period, of paragraph impression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Dorothy Dilworth. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 12/13/22, Mrs. Dilworth performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired, and there was a mild degree of airways obstruction, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/1/21, there's been no significant change, period, in the paragraph impression. Mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change, period. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Diane Force. This goes to Dr. Joshua Winslow. On 2/13/22, Mrs. Force performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired, with a very minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was no change in the forced vital capacity, but normalization of airflow, period. Compared to a prior study dated 1/12/22, there's been improvement, period. New paragraph impression, mild restriction, with minimal reversible airways obstruction showing improvement, period. Thank you.